Things at 10, Paul Joyce continues to find winners.
So I admit I got the good price there in her time just on the way to the race, Matt. So she should cross without any real pressure.
In her time, she's going great guns. Three lengths clear with 50 to run. She does it again.
And Steve Moran is on after 11 Saturday mornings.
He tipped Terra Vista at Juicy Odds and the Lightning.
The best analysts are right here on Sky Sports Radio 1017 AM.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 quaddy jackpot on Tab Chipping Norton Stakes Day this Saturday. And a $200,000 guaranteed first four pool on the Miracle Mile at Tabcorp Park Menangle this Saturday night. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's quaddy cash out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
My husband lost his beer gut and now is happier and healthier than ever thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
At Bingley, it's the end of summer clearance with fantastic bargains across selected products store-wide. Red hot bargains at the end of a long hot summer, but only for a limited time. And only at Bingley.
English Premier is a winning formula producing elite racehorses like Starmare Jamaica. Over 700 yearlings across 4 days. The 2017 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. February 26th to March 1 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue available now at English.com.au.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look our best.
Everyone's on their way.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The Country Championships are coming to Taree.
Come on, come on, come on.
It's more than horses and fashion. It's a cool hit race to play. So come on, get in your gown. See the best horses around.
The Championships, Taree, Sunday, February 26th.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. 10:05 with Sean Cosgrove on a great day of racing today. A very big and a busy one, too. Massive meeting at Wyong today. We're also going to take a look at Wagga. We get Penrith Harness, Dapto Greyhounds, Kilmore Gallops as well. Ipswich with Bernie Cooper, Warrnambool. We'll be looking there. It's just happening all over the place. Now we're going to check out the situation at Wyong in a moment. The track there, Gary Harley will join us. And he'll run through the form. But let's see what the track's like today. Chris Allen's track manager. Morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Now, today, nice day.
Absolutely cracker, yeah. No, look, it's, the sun's out and the temperature's meant to be in the early 30s, so, no, good day.
All right. Now, the track, how have you rated it today?
The track's come out a good fall this morning. We just gave it a little bit of a drink last night with 2 mils of irrigation just to freshen it up, and, yeah, so it's just got a little bit of give in it, so it should suit all horses.
All right. Now, recently, have you copped much rain or have you had to use irrigation most of the time, Chris?
Look, we had some in the weekend. We had 24 mils over the weekend and then 13 prior to that, so... Look, we're starting to get a little bit of rain. We've sort of missed most of it during summer, but, you know, like we've put a fair bit on with the stinking hot days in the past, but, yeah, no, it's looking good now.
All right. The rail today?
The rail's back in true position, so that hasn't sort of raced down there for about 6 weeks now, so
beautiful.
Good spot.
All right. So rail true, good four, and you couldn't get a better day today, and it's going to be a ripper of the championships. It's a beauty.
Yeah, no, it looks very good.
All right. Terrific. Good on you, Chris. Hope it's a top day.
Thank you.
Chris Allen there, the Wyong track manager. And as you've heard, rail true, weather fine. Probably about the low 30s. And a good four there today for the meeting at Wyong. And Gary Harley will join us in a moment. We'll run through the preview. Try and find all the winners there for you today. I said later on. We've got the championship qualifier coming up later on, the provincial championships qualifier. That's race 7. The one scratching is the 13 Star Reflection has come out. Drew Barrier 15. The outside alley, and it has come out, but a terrific field there. Gary Harley will join us in just a moment and run through the full preview, try and find some winners today for you. We'll take a quick break. It's 10:07 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Check and Collect. With the Tab app, you can now check your tickets and collect your winnings anytime, anywhere. Download the Tab app today. Racing HQ, Saturday morning from 6:30, brings you the day's key players. Then at 8,
Warren Duffercy and Ray Thomas preview Chipping Norton Day.
Saturday morning, all the form talk, followed by the next week's chapter, Saturday afternoon.
Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Inglis Premier is a winning formula producing elite racehorses like Star Madge Amika. Over 700 yearlings across 4 days. The 2017 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. February 26th to March 1 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue available now at inglis.com.au.
Little Sydney is back on Saturdays the 1st and 8th of April at Royal Randwick, where fashion meets flair and fame meets fortune. You never know who you might meet when Sydney's social set come out to play. Indulge with Sydney's finest eateries, Catalina, China Doll and Victor Churchill, whilst celebrating the grand finals of Australian racing, the championships. Visit theatc.com.au and secure your tickets today.
Now it is 8 past 10, race one at Cambridge, they're set.
Away right slow on the hunt, Sun is shining to the lead. The outside of runners there is Tuminator, followed there by Brotastic, and behind runners there is a big time Sassy Chap, a little in that pack also, getting pushed out wide. Little Mo further back, there we go to Wee Meredith, up they come, and this is just running. Sun is shining, it certainly is, stretches away. Sun is shining, Chapel Hill, a Tuminator, nice. Then we go there now to On the Hunt, got home all right, big time Sassy.
Home, stand tall.
All right, now we'll get those numbers, tidy them up for you shortly on race one there at Cambridge. Today, the reserves not required there in the first one of the full numbers, three before too much longer for you. And Gary Harley joining us as well shortly for the preview there today. The first, the three-year-old maiden getting underway at 20 past one this afternoon. As I mentioned, the provincial qualifier is the beauty there today. That's race seven. And it's a good field too. There's some here only lightly raced. Chris Lee's got Princess Posh. It's only had three runs, won its last two after a let-up. When you've got horses there, Michelle Ritchie, Better Not Blue. It's first up. It's fresh. Bretta, fresh. A few of those. Noble Joey, Robert and Luke Price. And of course, Barb Joseph, Paul Jones bringing Darts Away fresh as well. Robert Thompson teaming up with Les Tilly, another man. So it's one of those fascinating races today. It'll be interesting to see what the story is after race seven today, the provincial championship qualifier. Now, of course, we've also got coming up on the weekend, Taree. And that's going to be an absolute ripper day there on Sunday with Taree. We look forward to that as well. The country championship qualifier there. So huge weekend. They're all getting underway now, which is good. Gary Harley joins us now from Wyong. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. I've arrived at the track. Just rushed over from the car because we've got a fair few commitments here today with Sky. Made a magnificent day, as you've been hearing on this radio station all morning. The day is absolutely delightful. It'll get to the low 30s, probably 30 or 31, terrific qualifier for the provincial championship. First three go into the final. Sean, as you know, track's very good, good four. Going to be a fantastic day, there's no doubt about that.
Well, now, Gary, first out of the day, we've got a full field. Now, five Lady Dane, $3.60, four Asteria, $4, one Dominant Crown, $5.50, six Playbook is $6.50, and then we're $11 or better for the rest of them.
Sean, I thought number four, Istria, the first starter, the filly of Godolphin, strolled extremely well at Warwick Farm. Recently, James Doyle rode her in the trial on the 6th of February. And she was running second in the trial outside the leader. Then she drifted back a bit. But in the straight, she was never, ever off the bridle. He never moved on her at all, just let her walk to the line. That's why you'll see that she ran 5th of 5 in the trial. I'd take no notice of that. Trial was very good. Never let go. I thought she was probably the one to beat. Number three, at a bit of odds, Sabame. It's had two trials recently. The first trial had beat Reva Romance, and Reva Romance on debut ran a nice second at Newcastle recently. And then the last trial at Hawkesbury on Feb 14, it led me four or five lengths at one stage. And was just ridden out hands and heels, ended up running third. But it's two runs, or one of them at Warwick Farm behind Malaise wasn't too bad on a heavy track. It's only had the two runs way back in August and September. Number five, Lady Dane, very strongly fancied. And fourth of five on a heavy track, which didn't really suit it first up. Go on the good third at Wyong behind Precautions way back in July last year. Joe Pride, Bobby Alisso, give it a big hope. And number six, Playbook, first starter of Anthony Cummings. It trialled a ride at Randwick. It was off the speed, put under pressure in the run home by Tommy Berry, and it just kept running on. So in the first, 4-3-5-6.
Okay, we go then to race two, the two-year-old maiden, and Simonese, number seven, comes out. Tentega picked at $2.70, eight, the man, $4.80, five, Intuition, $5. Number three, Cool Tart, is $6, nine, the mission at $7, then it's out to $15 or better.
I think the mission will improve out of sight today. This horse of Paul Perry's. He's got a lot of ability. He can do a lot of things wrong with Colt, but he is very smart. He's by Paul's former star, Swazir. Mate, if you go back to Rosehill in November, he got better length and a half by Veronillo and Groundbreak in that run. He laid out on the home turn, and in the straight, he was as green as grass the last 200. Paul sent him out, and he had 3 months spell, trial to ride at Newcastle, and then on the Beaumont track the other day in a 900. They went very hard up front, and he was up there sharing the lead, and a smart horse of James Cummings for Noon stormed over to run him down. Blinkers today, which he probably needs. I think he trialled in blinkers before that run the other day when he never had blinkers. I expect a big improvement each way at those really good odds that you said. Number 9, the mission. 10 Toga picked it, trialled extremely well. Was never let off the bridle in the trial by James Doyle. Still runs second. That was at Warwick Farm back in February. Come down the outside fence, got a mile back in the trial. He just let it run along at its own speed down the outside, and it made up length after length. It was a tremendous trial. It'll be very hard to beat. Number 10, Toga Pictor. Number 8, the man didn't mind his first run. It's only run the race at Canterbury when it ran fourth back on February 3. Gives it a chance here. And Coulthard trialled all right behind the stablemate Khan at Gosford recently. Thought it was a nice trial, no pressure on it. Ran second in the trial. 9, 10, 8 and 3.
All right, now the third, 10 Petit Wire out. Number 4, Sibloom, $1.70. 3, Thistle Do, $4.80. 8, American Moment, $6.50. Number 5 is Springer at $8. And then it's $14 or better for the rest of them.
Better the day, but he's short. Number 4, Sibloom, or she is. Nice filly, got me 2 lengths or only start by Sprite at Rose Hill, and in times of war run second. If that's not good enough to win a race here, I'll turn it up. Then had a spell and come back, won a trial at Hawkesbury, and I had a look at the other trial at Randwick last night. Or do you think it didn't have the flashing light? Nick Hayward rode it, got a mile back in the trial. Bit of traffic in the straight, come between runners, wasn't tested, one iota in that trial. Just ambled to the line. Barrier 1. Glenn Schofield will be able to give it the run of the race. I think it'll get the money. Looks a good thing to me. 8 American Moments led all the way to win a trial at Gosford. Not too sure about the quality of the opposition, but the horse did look okay in winning. Number 3, This'll Do. It got beat 5 lengths on debut at Hawkesbury. Maybe a place chance here. And likewise, number 5, which is Springer. As Dufford say, is a pretty long tail here. The 4 stands out to me, mate. 4, 8, 3, and 5.
All right, race 4. Now, this is over the 1350, and number 4, it's so obvious, comes out. 9, 2, 2, $2.10. 7, Siren's Fury is $3.20. Now, 8, Sratan, $4.80. 2, Kunming, $7.50. 3, Neon Jungle, $21. 5, Power From Within, $31. 1, Road to Royalty, $51. And 6, Buy a Mile, $71.
Special number 9, 2, 2. I think it's a certainty. In fact, I thought it's so obvious it'd be very hard to beat the one that scratched. Now, it was the obvious danger. Without doubt, this is a good thing for mine. Sean, it's not a quick backup after getting beat 10 lengths at the Light Fingers. I mean, we're talking about the Light Fingers, aren't we? Mm. What's this, a Wyong Maiden?
Yeah.
Late, with only 56.5 on her back. Her only other run at Warwick Farm was a beauty. She got beat about half a neck by Serena's Pride, run second back in December, on December 28. Got back midfield and chased hard, really good to the end. Barrier 1, Blake Shin will give her the run of the race. Good thing, number 9, 2-2. Number 7, Siren's Fury. Good trial the other day, it's first up today. Ran on very well in the trial at Randwick. Form, very good. I think it beat a length at Warwick Farm in October. Second at Newcastle beyond Bazell, who goes real good in her only other run. She's the main threat. Number 8, Stratan, place chance. Number 2, Kunming, likewise. 9, a good thing to beat 7, 8, 2.
Righto, race 5, the class 2, a full field. 1, Retaliation is $2.90. Number 7, So Spirited, $3.40. 4 Caesars Ghost, $5. 3 Fly Forward, $7. 6 Hinch is $9.50. Number 2 Adato, $10. And 5 Bonbonnery is $16.
Almost So Spirited. This is a very progressive 3-year-old trained by Joe Pride. Kieran McAvoy will ride him again. And now, Kieran, was aboard the horse when he bolted in at Newcastle last start. But we'll go back 2 runs here at Wyong. He runs second. 1,000-metre race. Too short for him. Got back. 3 wide. He did have cover. He got beat 4 lengths, but he stormed over to run second. Then he went to Newcastle up to 1,250. Kevin went forward, sat outside the leader, and he bolted in there. And that was a very good maiden. Beat Sharpness and Medaglia Valore. I think he can win the second pick here. Retaliation's only trial before this run was super. That was at Warwick Farm on Feb 6. James Doyle rode him, walked out of the barrier, was lengths behind the second last horse, saved ground on the turn, never ever let go at any stage in the straight, and finished way down the track. It was just a day out in the park. Now, if you go back, the horse won third at Canterbury. He was beaten 5 lengths by Oculus, but he only got beat half a length at Rose Hill in September to Velodoro. So he's obviously a horse with talent. He's the danger. Number 4, Caesar's Ghost, won Wellier the other day. Going to get a lovely run from the barrier. And number 3, Fly Forward. Now with the Robert and Luke Price stable, bolted in on the Sapphire Coast last start. Big rising class, but no knock on the horse at all. 7-1-4-3.
Caesar's Ghost, that was a big run the other day, Gary. He's a bit green almost, wasn't he?
Who's that, mate?
Caesar's Ghost. He got off the track a bit the other day.
Yeah, he did here. That was at the last meeting.
Mm.
He was very, very green and under pressure in the last 100. Ty England rode him. And, to be quite honest, I thought the second horse was a bit stiff, Bayo Zing, the one of Kim Wars. Maybe it should have won, maybe it shouldn't have, but he was green, this horse.
Mm.
This is his fourth run back today. He's probably settled a bit more, mate.
Yep. Now, race 6, the class 1, we've got a full field. 3 Clevedon Bay, $2.60. 5 Postmaster General, $4.60. 6 Allegheny at 7. 9 Saskia Rose, $8. Number 8 Striker Ransom, $9.50. 4 El Corazon, $13. Along with 7 Back to Jacko. Now, 1 Neretva is $15. And 2 Bended Like Benny, $26.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's Clevedon Bay?
Clevedon Bay, $2.60.
Oh, right. Mate, I missed you.
That's right.
Mate, Clevedon Bay, obviously, is better at 1,200 and a bit further. But she's first up today with a freshness in her legs after 2 brilliant trial wins at Gosford and at Newcastle. She beat Beretta in the trial at Gosford, who's running in the qualifier today. She sits back and she sprints. She's got a terrific turn of foot out of a real good mare, Cozzie Bay by Redoutes. And, of course, Chris Lees has got her, and Abdullah's had a fair bit to do with her. He rode her in her early races. I think she'll win, mate. I think she'll sit back and run over the top of them, even though, she's got the shortest straight here today. Number 5, Postmaster General, a horse with a ton of speed. Mark Newnham's having a great trot. Everyone knew he would. He was born to be a trainer after he finished a jockey, Mark. He's got so much, not only talent with horses, but his PR's outstanding. He was always going to be a very, very successful trainer. And this horse has got terrific speed. First up today, won a recent trial at Warwick Farm. Has raced on the track here where he was just beaten one day. Number 6, Allegheny. Led the other day in the straight at Hawkesbury, got run down, shorter straight will suit, and number 9 best of the others, Saskia Rose. It's going well on this track. 3, 5, 6, 9.
It'll be interesting, Gaz. I reckon to have a look at the mounting yard, but when you look at these, there's 1, 2, 5 of them first up and 1 second up of the 8.
Yeah, you're right there, mate. Yeah. Mounting yard's going to be vital.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing that, and also Lizzie Jelf will be here today, so they've called in the big guns to help me out today, Sean.
Beauty and the Beast, eh?
Yeah, I think we got Priscilla on the pony.
Oh.
We got Lizzie doing form with me in the back of the yard. And then there's Munns on the tab. And we got Benway hosting.
Goodness gracious
me. We're still looking for chairs to fit them all in.
We're going to pay the bill. Now, the 7th, the Provincial Championships qualifier. This is a cracker of a race. And 13-star Reflections come out. Now, 5, Bedknob Blue, 440. 14, Princess Posh, 550. 1, Noble Joey, 6. Also 11, Another and 6. 6, Beretta, 950. 7, Darts Away, 12. 9, Lady Zhivago, 15. 8, Upstart, 17. 3, Hammered Laners, 18. 4, Epic Dan, 26. So was 12, Baozhang. Now, 2 All But Gone, 31, 10 Alaskan Wolf, 41, and 15 Libertine Miss is 101.
Sean, I'm with Noble Joey. I'm not worried about the 13 Alley. There's a massive run down the back straight to the first turn, and he's a front runner. He's either got to be up outside the leader or in front or in the 1-1. And Cathy rode him an absolute treat the other day at Randwick. He was nailed right on the post by Deploy. Like, that's terrific form for a race like this. He ran third to Deploy prior to that. He never runs a bad race. He's just beaten a Randwick by Batterjoz back in July. He's never raced here, but he'll go forward. And I heard young Luke Price interviewed by Hoss this morning. He's had a jump out. I think he said his dad rode him in the jump out since his last run 33 days ago to keep him up to the mark. I'm with him. I've put Better Not Blue in for second, but Sean Watt, look, he's very, very well weighted on a set weight condition, but he's won four races and they're all on wet tracks. He loves a wet track. He's not going to get that today. It's a good four, and I'd imagine it's going to dry under a 30-degree sun. I'll put him in for second because he's got a lot of talent, and Josh Parr gave him a huge push on Hoss's show this morning. He said he trialled very good. He did run third here last year at Hawkesbury in this qualifier. He's got a bit of a tricky draw, but as I said, it's a long run down the back straight. He is a very, very promising horse, number 11, another arm. Les Tilley and Robert Thompson, the great mates, combine here, trained on the track. Hasn't run since he won before lengths on a heavy at Scone. He's won three out of six. Early in his career, he was very, very immature and as green as grass. He's come back now after a spell. Trial the other day beyond Music Magnet. Was beaten 3 1/4 lengths, but it was a hot trial. And like Music Magnet compared to a Class 5, there's a
bit of difference.
Bit of a gap there. Barrier 2, he'll get back off the speed. Robert coming to ride him, he'll take plenty of beating here. Look, I noted something that Les said, and I agree. He's not well weighted, mate. He's coming off country form and a provincial second at Hawkesbury, and he's only got 1.5 kilos less than Better Not Blue under the set weight conditions. In a handicap, he'd have a lot less, I'd imagine. But he's got so much talent, I've got to put him in. Chris Lees is filly. Well, she just keeps winning, Princess Posh. Yeah. She's had two runs this time in. She's won them both. She's going enormous. This is by far her biggest test, but you can only win.
She's just kept improving, Gary, every run, hasn't she?
Has she ever.
And can just sit and camp on the pace, and she lets down nicely.
That's what she's done at Newcastle. Sit behind the pace and bang. As soon as they got her to the outside, she sprints. Abdullah's on her. Tricky Alley, but he'll find a spot one out. And she's the other one in it. Terrific race. Gee, it's a good Class 5 race. 1, 5, 11, 14, the first three off to Randwick on April 8th.
Yeah, absolute ripper of race. And it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds.
Yeah. Well, Noble Joe will be up there in the first two or three, but I'm not going to say what's going to lead in the race.
All right.
It's a long run down that back straight, I'll tell you.
Now, the 8th, we pull out 4 Charming Lad and 6 Don't Nick Me, 9 Tumultuous, 3 Even, 5 Classic Records, $3.50. Now, 8 Super B, $6. 1 Night Voyage is $7.50. 10 Long One Fang, $8.50. 5 Crossley Hotshot, $11. 2 Kaseki Dane, $13. And 7 New Divide, $16.
Classic Records, he was in a late race the other day. We hadn't tipped a winner all day. It was in about the 6th or 7th here. And I liked him, so I tipped him. he got out to $6 or $7, and he absolutely bolted him by 4.5 lengths. Beat Looking At You that day, and I mean, he's no slouch, a second horse. Now, if he comes in the same form today, he'll just about win again. He's a high chap out of his Abil mare. He ran a really strong mile the other day, and I think that was his first run at the mile, and he handled it easily. And young Atkins, it was the best ride you've ever seen. I think he drew 9, and he was 4th on the rail from the mile start. So I'm going to go with him again. Number 9's got to be hard to beat, the favourite, Tumultuous. Got beat a furlong at Warwick Farm the other day, but pulled up with a poor pace race recovery. Some nice runs last time. He only got beat a length and a half in the Geelong Classic. That was 2,200. But nice and fresh today, second up, the mile will suit. 1 Night Voyage, a chance, and number 8. Best of the others, Super B, 3, 9, 1, and 8, mate.
All right, what a ripper day, Gary. Beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, super day. Two good things, but they're short. You're going to have to take the short odds. Race 4, number 9, which is 2-2. And did I have another one, Sean?
I'm trying to remember.
Clevedon Bay was the other one, anyway.
Yeah. Right.
I'm very keen on it. Quadrella.
Yep.
Race 5. I'm pretty wide today. 714. 3569. 1511. 14. 391 and 8.
All right, good on you, Gary. We'll hear you through the day. The late Marlon said a couple of those races there, a few of the sprints, a lot of them first up. It'll be important to find out how they look in the yard.
Yeah, and Lizzie's contribution is going to be vital as well here today.
Terrific.
Mate.
Good on you, Gary.
Thanks, Talk
to you about. Thanks, mate. Gary Harley there on a huge day today at De Wong. It'll be an absolute ripper. It's 29 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio continues to bring you the very best thoroughbred racing.
This Sunday, the Country Championships head to Taree for the Mid-North Coast Qualifier.
Get the winners from form analyst Gary Cleese. Race morning at 10.
Here on Sky Sports Radio.
If you downloaded radio app, you'd never miss a beat. Get breaking news that's rocked the world or gossip from the street. 250 Aussie stations gathered on your phone. Hear all your faves in one place. Now that's a milestone. If you downloaded radio app, you'd recognise each song because it's written right there on your screen, so you'll never get it wrong. So go on, pull your finger out and do it right away. Find it at the App Store or search at Google Play. Radio app. Your radio, wherever you are.
You can feel it in the air.
Autumn Racing returns to Kembla Greens Racecourse Friday, March 10 with Classic Day. And on March 23 for the Carlton United Breweries Provincial Championships Day. It's free entry with gourmet barbecue, drinks and entertainment on the Stella Artois lawn. For just $100 per person, the Bert Lilly Lounge includes a smorgasbord lunch and beverages. You could also win tickets and accommodation for the championships at Royal Randwick. LTPS 1711308. Terms and conditions and event details at KemblaGrangeRacing.com.au.
It's 10:30. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sport headlines, the NRL is investigating claims that West Tigers star Tim Simona was involved in bets on opposition players. Fairfax Media reports the New Zealand-born centre is alleged to have organised bets to be placed on direct playing opponents to score tries against the Tigers, but it's unknown whether he acted to tank for gambling purposes. It's believed the NRL's investigation was sparked by a tip-off. Simona is currently barred from training or playing. Captain Steve Smith and Australian selectors are contemplating playing three spinners in today's first test against India after their first inspections of the Pune pitch left them bemused. Smith stated he's never seen a test wicket look like that before a match, with the dry, cracked and crusty strip looking as though it will take spin from day one. The main selection dilemma seems to be whether to choose a spin bowling all-rounder in Ashton Agar or Glenn Maxwell, or stick with the original plan of Mitchell Marsh. Adelaide United have continued the poor start to the Asian Champions League group stages from Australian teams with a 3-0 loss to Gamba Osaka. The Reds were outplayed by the Japanese powerhouse club and now face a tough task to qualify in the top two for the knockout round. And Lewis Hamilton has accused Formula One of being outdated and says it's falling behind its sporting rivals. Hamilton is set to start in his 11th F1 season and will today unveil the new car that him and teammate Valtteri Bottas will hope to continue to be a dominant force on the grid. In other news, a fire has broken out at a waste recycling centre at Chullora, which has sent a huge plume of black smoke across Sydney's west. The area around the centre has been evacuated. All workers in the plant are accounted for. Multiple fire crews have already responded to the blaze, which broke out around 9:30. More crews are on the way. And a 59-year-old man has tried to outrun police in the Queensland town of Gundawindi late last night after they had to use tyre spikes to try and stop his four-wheel drive in camper truck.